Lai lai la 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 lai 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 lai
Hello, our tens of duty are the tens of Netanya, Nuremberg, Moldova, Sao Paulo, and 1034 from Petah Tikva, and we're going to Nuremberg.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, world clean. We are the European Kli. This is exactly how we feel ourselves right now, because there is truly a huge incorporation between us as there was never before. We truly feel connected, and this fills our heart with great gratitude for the time that we're in, for the possibility that the Creator has given us. And I would like to briefly tell you about what is happening in the German-speaking domain. It's truly unbelievable. Tuesday we had a great meeting with all of the English-speaking German, and everybody showed their readiness to open their hearts and integrate with the whole world. It was truly, it's really something really special that is happening right now. And we reached the point where we truly intend to reach the Congress as one whole. It is a very special state, and we would like to tie this state with the Creator. Not to forget where it comes from, and what is it that we have to do with it? And we move on to Petah Tikva.
We're going to read an excerpt from Shamati 14. What is the greatness of the Creator? The greatness, Romemut, of the Creator means that one should ask the Creator for the strength to go above reason. It means that there are two interpretations to the greatness of the Creator. One, to not be filled with knowledge, which is intellect, with which one can answer one's questions. Rather, he wants the Creator to answer one's questions. It is called Romemut, because all the wisdom comes from above and not from men, meaning that one can answer one's own questions. And anything that one can answer is regarded as answering everything with the external mind. This means that the will to receive understands that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot. However, if above reason compels one to work, it is called against the opinion of the will to receive. B. The greatness of the Creator means that one becomes needy of the Creator to grant one's wishes. Therefore, one should go above reason. Thus, one sees that he is empty and consequently becomes needy of the Creator. And only the Creator can give one the strength to be able to go above reason. In other words, what the Creator gives is called the Romemut of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator.
Nirenberg, bevakasha.
Nirenberg.
Вопрос на семинар. Когда и в чем?
A question for an active workshop. When and in what is the greatness of the Creator manifested? When and in what is the greatness or Romemut, sublimity of the Creator manifested? Right now, between us, it is expressed big time. We have to search for him every moment, and especially in such states where truly the beast is being challenged, and we have to ask ourselves, why do we come here, and what are we doing here, and what are we, you know, and truly what should shine for us right now is the greatness of the goal, the importance of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, the sublimity of the Creator, that above all we want that quality to pull us, to draw us, to shine for us so that we can express it towards each other. Yes, when we have the importance of the quality of bestowal in the society, and when we see the Sao Paulo group sitting like this in preparation for the lesson, it truly lifts you and brings you the greatness of the goal. When my friends don't succeed to sleep at night, but they're still smiling at the beginning of the workshop, you see in their acting and in their inner thankfulness, their desire, their sacrifice, this is the greatness of the Creator. And also, really, the greatness of the friends give you the ability to go and exalt the Lord, because they show you that they're going above reason, and we need to ask for forces to be there. So let's ask for these forces. Yes, when I get from the friends the strength to annul there is none else besides me and give there is none else besides him room. When a person goes against his ego, against his desire to rule and to do good only to himself, and he develops some kind of intention, a prayer at least, that it would be good for the friends, that it would be good for them outside of himself, only with the support of the environment, of the force of the environment, can you get the forces to pray for it. And this shows the greatness of the Creator. When? Every moment. First of all, in the present moment. Always in every moment, in the present moment. And how is it manifested? In the joy, in gratitude to the Creator, that we were truly rewarded with reaching this place and serving Him. When you can tie your life and everything that surrounds you to a single source of power, and you feel that He is good, that He's good to you, He was good to you, He will always be good to you, and you're willing to annul yourself towards Him because you feel that He's great and most important. When and in what is the greatest of the Creator expressed or manifested? In anything related to our life right here, any thought that you have about spirituality, any interaction with your friends, any thought about the Creator, it is all the greatness of the Creator. But when you're in the environment of the friends, then it always rises. This is why the trick is to surround yourself as much as possible with this environment of the friends, not only physically, but in terms of their influence, as much as possible. To be under the influence of the friends. Also, the Lord is high and the low will see, so Our path is always comprised of these two opposites, and we have to strengthen each other. That only on the way where we discover our knownness. Nuremberg, next question, please. Question for a silent workshop. What can I do right now in order to bring the global 10 to the sublimity of the Lord? Again, a silent workshop. What can I do right now in order to bring the worldwide 10 to the greatness of the Lord?
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.
להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. ואמונתך בלילות. ואמונתך Leagid Babok